Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. And the weekend is finally here, a chance to finally catch up on all that reading that you just can't seem to get to during the week. For me, I'm going to be reading John Lee Anderson's article that's in The New Yorker this week about Iraq. He wrote about the buildup to the war 10 years ago. He was in Iraq during the fighting, and then he left. And right around the time he left was about the time that I arrived in Iraq, just a few days after the statue fell, and I was there for about 6 or 7 weeks reading the same stories that he had written just a few weeks beforehand, talking about everything that he saw. And so I'm curious to see him recapture the mood and what's actually happened in Iraq 10 years later. Rana, what are you reading?
I am reading this amazing interview with Jordan's King Abdullah in this current issue of The Atlantic. It's by Jeffrey Goldberg, and OMG. I mean, he trashes everybody. King Abdullah is
talking
about,
from the king.
Oh my God, trash talking from the king. You know, down with the Muslim Brotherhood. He's talking about how provincial Assad is. He's talking about how Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey, really doesn't believe in democracy. I mean, there is nobody left unscathed here. It's kind of amazing because all these thought bubbles that you always imagine must be in leaders' heads, suddenly they're on the page in this interview.
Well, let me just say, it's got to be better than his last article. In the Atlantic.
Oh, speaking of trash talking.
And I love Jeff.
This is the author of the article.
And yes, but his last article, he basically said everyone should have a gun. It came out right around the time of Newtown, and he's actually stuck to his guns, so to speak, on that. meanwhile, as long as we're on an Atlantic fest, I was really looking at the cover story, which is called The Touchscreen Generation, and it's about that technology is doing to toddlers. Now, here's what's interesting to me. I have a young child, and I love when my young child uses the iPad. He does puzzles.
He's quiet, I bet.
Well, but it's not.
I know mine are.
He's using, books are being read to him. He's looking at the pictures. To me, these apps, many of them are great.
But there's a lot of concern that it's not constructive play. Like, it is organized for you versus taking building blocks or using your own imagination versus what a...
Right. And that's what's interesting about this article. My intuition says this is good. I have not read the article, but I've skimmed enough of it to just know that the author, Hannah Rosen, comes away very skeptical, or at least appears to be skeptical, ultimately, about whether these apps really are good for children or not. And one of the revealing things in the article, just from the very little that I saw, was she goes to all the people who are at this conference and who make these apps and says, do you let your kids use your iPad? And they say, oh, no, I limit it to a half an hour on Wednesday and an hour on the weekend. Well, and it's like, whoa.
Well, that's kind of, some of the reporting we've seen on, there's this sense of, kids are going to get this without having to – they're just native to this. They're going to get this in a way that we don't.
Right.
So if you give them building blocks, don't worry. You're not leaving them behind. Mm. They're going to pick this up pretty easily.
When I give my son a magazine, he takes his finger
and starts
to flip it.
Oh, that's amazing.
As if it were an iPad.
Wow.
And that's the way kids are growing up now.
I'm too much of a Brooklyn mommy. My kids are still playing with wooden German blocks.
Made by Melissa. No, no, not
made by an artisanal.
Melissa and Doug. Melissa and Doug.
Well, if you want to read any of these stories, you can find the links to them at our weekend reading list at moneytalking.org. And while you're there, let us know what you're reading and what you think that we should be checking out. You can also download the Money Talking podcast for free, available at iTunes. Rana Faruhar with Time Magazine, Joe Nocera with The New York Times. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman. This is Money Talking from WNYC.